girls. A couple of days ago, I was listening to a podcast, and the gentleman was talking about listening to God. And it really just struck a chord with me. And as I was listening to the podcast, he was talking about that sometimes we do before we actually listen to what God has to say about something. Sure, we'll go to prayer and we'll pray about something for an entire day. We think that's a long time. But it's really spending that time with Him. It is really quieting your mind to listen to what God has to say. And so I came across the verse Proverbs 3:6 in the Message translation. It says, "Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, He is the one who will keep you on track." And I love that because it talks about listen. And listen means to really take notice of and to act on what someone says and to listen to their advice. You have to honestly quiet your mind to be able to do that. And I started thinking, I said, what are some things in my own life sometimes that I let kind of just take over that listening part, not being able to stop and really listen? I think about Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TV. I love some Hallmark. My friends know I do love that channel. So that can definitely take my time. And also the radio in the car. I know the last little bit for me, I have just really not listened to a whole lot of radio. And I have really spent that time just trying to be with God, to listen to Him. And I know sometimes, like I said, you know, our desires and our doing in that can actually override what God is trying to say to us. So my challenge to you girls this week is to simply listen. I know that is a hard thing to do for us, but really have those quiet moments where if it's just a few minutes out of the day to really listen to what God has to say. So what that means is we actually probably have to put duct tape over our mouth because I know sometimes we really like to talk. I know I do. And so it is really quieting your mind, quieting yourself to really hear what God has to say. I love you girls. Y'all have a great week.